Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our focus turns to the Del Mar Maker District and the Craft Alliance. Now, the Craft Alliance is a 60-year-old community arts organization. They suffered serious damages to their offices on Friday with the tornado. And joining us now is the executive director of the Craft Alliance, Brian Nicely, to let us know what kind of damage the Craft Alliance suffered and what kind of help they still need. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
For people who, let's start at the basics, for people who might not be familiar with what the Craft Alliance is and what it does and how it contributes to St. Louis, can you kind of set the table?
Sure. We've been around for almost 61 years now, providing craft opportunities for our community in multimediums, including metal, paper, wood, clay, fiber, glass, and really giving kids of all ages, adults down through elementary school, the opportunity to come in and be creative, find their creative side, and actually create craft items that might actually help them with a career in craft.
What sorts of help do you need right now?
The Maker District needs lots of help, you know, whether it's boots on the ground and helping with cleanup efforts. We've actually cleaned up most of our office, so we're just now waiting on estimates to get repairs. And primarily, we're waiting for the power to come back on. Once the power comes back on, we will be able to start classes back up again, which I know will be great for our community in getting them back together. But once we know more about the office space and the reconstruction of the concrete ceiling and roof, which is going to take several months to fix.
Yeah, you talked about getting the classes back together. Just to clarify, will you be able to do classes in that building, or is it still structurally unsound?
No, the studio side, thankfully, is not harmed by the storm, so we're very lucky with that. So that's why we're excited about hopefully getting the power back on and getting people back in there so they can bring the community back together. The administrative side of the building is a separate part of the building, and that's where the damage is sustained, and it's just not safe to be in there.
In terms of people who might be out of work temporarily, is that an issue you're dealing with now?
We have people working remotely all over town right now. Okay. We're putting together a makeshift office at our PR firm currently, and we've had some other offers for temporary office space. And some of our workers have the ability that, you know, they have computers, they can work from home. So we're trying to pull that effort together and, you know, keep people as seamless as possible, just because we have to continue on with our camps and our classes. We have summer camp coming up starting June 2nd, so we're still taking registrations for that and just trying to keep the ball rolling.
Well, I know there are a couple of events coming up where people can go. They can help donate funds to the recovery process for Craft Alliance and the Maker District on Del Mar. What can you tell us about these events?
Sure. There's going to be a tornado relief night at the Foundry this Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So come out. There'll be, you know, live things going on. There'll be opportunities for silent auctions, just to get back together with your craft and arts community, tell stories and help each other out and make donations, obviously, to all those organizations. And then we also have a fundraiser coming up on May 28th, a spring trivia night, and that's going to be held at Alpha Brewery down on Filer. And information for that's on our website at craftalliance.org, and you can always make a donation there as well.
So this Wednesday, tomorrow at the Foundry, an event happening. It gets started at 5:30, and then again a week from tomorrow on Wednesday. That'll be at Alpha Brewing Company, and that trivia begins at 7 o'clock. Craftalliance.org is the website. Is everybody okay? Everybody associated with Craft and Maker District, as far as you know?
Yeah, I mean, we were very lucky. I mean, there was very little warning. I think everyone knows, you know, the siren issue, but we literally got into the restrooms, which is the core part of our building, just in time. The doors were blowing open, and that's about what the time the storm hit. And so we were very fortunate. No one was hurt in our building. As far as I know, no one sustained any serious damage personally and in the Maker District, you know, just the catastrophic physical damage of the structures.
And I know you mentioned the classes, and I wanted to go back to this and how the Craft Alliance serves the community. How many kids do you think have been through your programs over these 6 decades you've been around?
It's thousands and thousands. I mean, we see thousands of kids every year. For instance, our summer camp has roughly 700, 800 kids in it every summer. We see thousands of adults and youth in our programs year-round, both in the building and outside of the building. So I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands of people at this point. It's a lot.
And then I know your nonprofit, Craft Alliance, are there scholarships? Do some kids go on scholarships if they want to take part in the camps but maybe can't afford it?
Yeah, we do have a scholarship program, so it's need-based, and you can find that information on our website as well. And just apply. We're very encouraging for people. We've been really fortunate this last year to get more money donated for the scholarship program. We hope to expand that going forward.
You know, we started this by asking you about Craft Alliance, you know, an organization that's been around for decades. I'm still not sure a lot of people here in St. Louis know exactly what the Maker District is. Mm. Because it's sort of a newer thing, and there are it's like there's a lot going on there. So can you tell people exactly what Maker District is and why it's new and exciting?
Yeah, the Maker District is, you know, the block on Delmar between Union and Kings Highway, and there's really a block where the creative sector came together, whether that's arts, crafts, culinary arts, creative businesses, maker spaces. So it really provides a compact community where the creative sector can come together, share resources, learn from each other, support each other, and really try to make a difference in revitalizing that area of Delmar.
Well, it's been fun to see the Maker District grow, and I know millions of dollars have been invested into that area. I was listening to KMOX this morning talking about that, how much money has been invested to make it grow. And then just to have this setback is discouraging. But we know the community is coming together to help rebuild those buildings, clean up the mess, and continue the great work that's going on in the Maker District. So Executive Director of Craft Alliance, Brian Nicely, thank you so much again for your time this morning. Again, a couple of events coming up, one tomorrow, Wednesday, May 21st, City Foundry Live Art Market Tornado Relief Night, and the Craft Alliance Trivia Fundraiser on Wednesday, May 28th at Alpha Brewing Company. Brian, thank you so much, and take care as you guys recover from the storm.
Thank you.
That is Brian Nicely with the Craft Alliance. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.